Our film critic John Powers has a review of the new film adaptation of Toni Morrison's 1987 Pulitzer Prize-winning novel, Beloved. The movie stars Oprah Winfrey, who also produced it.
It's an enduring cliché that Hollywood treats literature with vulgar disrespect. Yet the truth is often exactly the opposite. Our filmmakers approach literary classics with such hushed reverence that they often smother the movie with their fidelity. That's what happens in Beloved, a gothic tale about the scars of slavery and the power to move beyond them. Set in 1873 Ohio, the movie stars Oprah Winfrey as Setha, a strong-willed, heavy-spirited ex-slave who 18 years earlier escaped the Sweet Home plantation, whose owners violated her and whipped her so badly that her back still shows the tracery. Now Setha lives in a small, dingy, haunted house with her daughter Denver. One day she gets a surprise visit from the amiable Paul D., that's Danny Glover, a long-lost friend who was also a slave at Sweet Home. Although Paul D. finds Setha's house creepy, they set about making a home, until their life is suddenly invaded by an otherworldly young woman who croaks and simpers and has the herky-jerk motions of a puppet. This mysterious creature is named Beloved. She's played by Tandy Newton. And Setha believes her to be one of her dead children come back to life. Beloved's presence sets off a wild chain of events that eventually reveals the full horror of Setha's past, including a crime she herself committed in the name of love. This dark secret is so dreadful that even the good-hearted Paul D. is driven to confront Setha about it.
Your love is too thick, Setha.
Love is or it isn't, Paul D. Then love ain't no love at all. I stopped him. I put my babies where they'd be safe.
Didn't work, though, did it? Your boy's gone. You don't know where. One girl's dead. The other can't get further than the yard. How did it work?
They ain't at Sweet Home. School teacher ain't got them.
Maybe there's worse.
It ain't my job to know what's worse, Paul D. It's my job to know what it is and to keep my children away from it. Because I'd rather know they had peace in heaven than live in a hell here on earth. So help me, Jesus.
What you did was wrong, Setha.
I should have gone back there, took my babies, back to Sweet Home.
Yeah, there could have been a way, some other way.
What way, Paul D?
You got 2 feet, Setha, not four.
It's an act of courage to try to adapt Toni Morrison's original novel, and director Jonathan Demme remains resolutely faithful to the book's often obscure style. The magical realist flourishes, the constant skipping between time periods, and the long, slow, moody buildup to the story's lacerating climax. What dances across the page can often lie dead on the screen, and for its opening 90 minutes, the movie's nearly 3 hours long, Beloved is punishing to watch. The colors are desaturated, the supernatural intrusions are badly done, the dramatic scenes are flat and uninvolving. It's as if Demme doesn't want to sully his story with anything that the audience might find pleasurable. Here is serious filmmaking with a vengeance, and though it's far more artistically audacious than Demme's last film, Philadelphia, it suffers from a similar self-importance. Every frame says, "This is good for you." It's less good for the actors, whose performances are shockingly uneven. While Glover is solid as Paul D., Tandy Newton's Beloved is wincingly misguided. Rather than making us feel Beloved's witchy power, her cooing, burbling, cutesy turn verges on parody. She seems to belong in a different movie than little-known Kimberly Elise, who gives the film's strongest, loveliest performance as Setha's daughter Denver. She's the character who grows the most, and in the final hour, which rises to moments of genuine emotional force, we realize that the movie is actually about Denver's liberation from the haunted house, her mother's thick love, and the psychic wounds of slavery that Setha carries as her true stigmata. Of course, everything revolves around the towering figure of Setha, who we see doing everything, working, making love, peeing, going mad, committing murder, and guttering like a spent candle. It's a great seething role for Oprah, who hits every emotion so smack on the nose that I expect to see her waving an Oscar next March. Yet as I watched her performance, my mind kept drifting from the fictional Setha to the real-life Oprah, one of our country's genuinely amazing creations. Born poor and black, she has a gift for showing empathy so profound that it seems to transcend race. It has taken her to the point where she is powerful enough to make her own wildly contradictory fantasies come true. In the very month that she can be found staring glamorously from the cover of Vogue, she's also starring as a woman brutalized by slavery. In the abyss separating these two Oprahs lies an amazing story, a truly American story. And I hope you won't think me facetious when I say that I find this story far more fascinating than anything in the honorable but disappointing Beloved.
Joan Powers is Fresh Air's film critic.